Hey guys, welcome to the DCP Internship Podcast. Currently, I am working on my work experience for my spring 2020 application. I, since I have never been accepted into the program, don't know exactly what Disney is looking for in the application. But lucky for me and the thousands of people who are going to fill out this application, tons of alumni have created videos to answer questions and offer assistance to those who want to take the plunge. So, I'm going to talk to you about my current plan to kick this application in the butt. From what I've heard from the DCP alum I've been stalking on the internet, the best thing to do is copy the heck out of the role requirements given on the Disney College Program website. To get these requirements, go to the Disney College Program section of the Disney Careers website. There's a link under Earning called Explore Our Roles that will open up a list of all the roles offered for both Disneyland and Disney World. The webpage splits up the roles offered at Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort, and though many of them are the same, it's easy to focus on one location if you're not applying to both. Clicking on any of the links on this page will take you to a webpage for a specific role that will list role responsibilities and sometimes include a video talking about the job. Alright, now that we've got that boring stuff out of the way, let's talk about me. I plan to apply for both Disneyland and Disney World, but more than anything, I want into Disneyland. Yes, I know, I can hear the cheers of, but there are more parks in Florida, and there's a way better shot of getting into Walt Disney World. Both of those things are 100% true. Every DCP season, Disneyland takes around 300 interns, and Walt Disney World takes 3,000. Also, Walt Disney World has 4 theme parks and 2 water parks, while Disneyland only has the 2. I have a couple reasons why I think Cali is better for me, and one of those is that I'm from Washington State. I do not want to drive across this entire country right after Christmas with a Mini Cooper full of crap. Yeah, I own a Mini Cooper, but she's currently in the shop and we don't know what's wrong. Pray for her. Disneyland would just be easier, honestly. Also, I figured the extra dues that I'm giving to Disneyland to accept the role would be used to travel to Florida anyway, so that doesn't really matter to me. If you didn't know, to accept either internship, you have to pay dues. Disney World dues are $375, made up of a $240 non-refundable program fee and a $135 non-refundable housing fee. Disneyland dues are made up of a $150 non-refundable program participation fee, a $598 non-refundable housing and administration fee, and a $150 security deposit. Totals $898. Lucky for Disneylanders, if you take good care of the apartment they place you in, the $150 security deposit is fully refundable. Best watch out for those roommates. One nail polish spill on the carpet and your money will be gone. I'm applying to both because I would much rather get into Walt Disney World than not get in at all. It's kind of like a safety net. My current plan is to plead, and beg, during my phone interview, if I get one, to be considered for Disneyland Resort roles first, before Walt Disney World. Do they do that? I don't know, but I am sure going to give it my all in that 20-minute conversation to let them know that that's where they should put me. But not too much, you know. I don't want to sound desperate. I'm looking for that perfect middle ground. Not too little that my Disneyland cheesecake doesn't set, but also not too much that it cracks. Because I so desperately want Disneyland Resort, I plan to put interest in every Disneyland Resort role that there is. Then, I'll be very picky with Walt Disney World roles, so if I end up in Florida, I'll be in a role I really actually want to do. The idea of putting interest in every role might concern some of you. But honestly, I don't feel like a quote-unquote lame role placement will make or break my program. I've had 2 different jobs, one I hated and one I love, and I found that it's not what I'm doing at work, but the management and coworkers I have that affect how much I feel like dirt while earning a paycheck. And from everything I've heard from DCP alums, a lot of what makes their job so great is who they are working with and the interactions they get to have with guests. I was just listening to a girl this morning who was placed in attractions at Tomorrowland Speedway. Can you even imagine standing for 8 hours on the tarmac of that ride in the Florida heat? She said when she first found out where she was placed that she wasn't so sure it was even going to be worth it. But lo and behold, she had a great time and now thinks Tomorrowland Speedway is one of the best rides at Magic Kingdom. That's why I'm not going to sweat putting interest in every role, because your experience during your DCP is what you make of it. And honestly, looking at all of the options, none of them seem horrible. Here are all of the roles offered for Disneyland Resort. Attractions, custodial, resort transportation and parking, park greeter, cast costuming, entertainment costuming, Disney desk, guest services assistant, custodial busser, food cart cashier, food prep, quick service food and beverage cashier, food and beverage quick service restaurants, retail sales clerk, vacation planner, and lifeguard. Any role you get put in, one way or another, you can find a way to make someone's vacation just that much more magical. And in the end, that's what it's all about. And if putting interest in food cart cashier is the one thing that gets me to California as opposed to Florida, you best know I'll do it. Since I'm a Westsider, placement in Disneyland means this. My parents will be able to afford visiting me. I will live 4 hours away from my brother, who's in Las Vegas. My boyfriend will probably be able to visit, if he's got the cash. Even I could maybe go home for a weekend. My family is incredibly important to me, and I already know missing them will be an issue at either program. But Disneyland is so much more reachable than Florida, we're talking multiple hundreds of dollars they wouldn't have to pay to fly down. And I really want to take my car because Universal and Six Flags Magic Mountain will be too close for me to pass up. There are definitely some roles I want more than others. If we're talking Disneyland Resort, my top two roles are custodial and attractions, but anything at Disneyland would legitimately be a dream. One thing that sucks about Disneyland, and to me sucks the most, is that there are a lot less job options than Walt Disney World. There's no character attendant there, there's no monorail, there's no children's activities. That sucks. That's probably why most people go for Walt Disney World instead of Disneyland, even though lots of them end up in quick service anyway. The more specialty roles at Walt Disney World are the ones I will be putting interest in on my application. So if I get placed over there, at least I'll be doing something I think is cool. My work experience also kind of makes me nervous. I have worked at a daycare now for 2 years. All of that experience matches up perfectly with children's activities, which is only offered at Walt Disney World Resort. My philosophy currently, the one that's keeping my head on right, is the thought that no matter what, God is going to put me where I should go, even if that means I get completely rejected from the program. Maybe there's an internship back in Tacoma, where my parents live, that will be better for me than the DCP. You best know that I'm praying every day that that's not the case. So, I want to give you an example about how I am squeezing everything I can out of my work experience to match it with as many role descriptions as I can. For the role of attractions, listed under responsibilities, it states, dispatching ride vehicles, also safely loading and unloading guests. Now, at my daycare, we go on field trips, and often these field trips require vans, which we will use to drive the children. So, in my work experience, I put, safely loading and unloading children from vans. I don't have any experience similar to dispatching ride vehicles, but I feel like loading 10 4-year-olds into a van by myself should be enough experience to unload grown people. And also under the responsibilities for attractions is providing direction to evacuate rides. Since I am a lead teacher over the summer, one of my current responsibilities is to manage my classroom during fire and earthquake drills. So I wrote directing children and staff through safety procedures during evacuation drills in my work experience. Now, obviously, I don't have experience for every responsibility under attractions, such as work environment may include being exposed to exhaust fumes, but I match as many of my experiences with the ones they want you to have. I also made sure to use some of the same wordings, such as safely and loading and unloading, as well as similar wordings like evacuate to evacuation or direction to directing. You have to think about this application as an actual job application, because that's what it is. Lots of people seem to apply to live at Disney and think it's going to be so much fun, but don't realize that Disney is looking for people who want to work at Disney, not those who want to live and play there. This is why I recommend specifically tailoring your resume for the DCP. Even more so for this, because your application is not going to be looked at by a person or a Disney recruiter, but by a computer program. Yep, you could get knocked out of the running before any Disney hirer even knows you exist. And that sucks. It's really scary. And nobody really knows how the computer makes its decisions. But you have to think, the computer isn't going to pass on an applicant who seems to have the necessary qualifications. If Disney is looking for someone who can stand a long time, answer questions from people, and be safe on the job, your application should reflect those traits. A lot of my recent research into the application process has simply been watching the Facebook group feeds. There are some people who are applying again after doing the program last year, and people who are applying for the fifth time because they keep getting rejected. I thought maybe Disney grabs older people more often, like college kids in their junior or senior years as opposed to 18-year-old freshmen, but I've seen plenty of posts from girls and guys much younger than me who have already done the DCP and are coming back for more. I definitely do not want to be the person who gets rejected multiple times, but the hard truth is that unless you can look at that person's application and see immediate flaws, there's really no way to know why he or she didn't get in while someone else did. There are also maybe seriously no rhyme or reason to it at all. Last episode, I talked about how there are 50,000 applicants a year and 12,000 are accepted. Even if all 50,000 applicants are qualified and are what Disney is looking for, they are still going to have to deny 75% of them just because there isn't enough space. That is why I recommend that if you're interested in the DCP, then you should apply for every season once you become eligible. I did not do that and highly regret it because now I'm in the position of only having one shot. Most commonly, college is a 4-year deal. Times that by the number of programs a year, excluding alumni-only stuff, you get 8 chances because they offer spring and fall every year. Then, you are allowed to apply up to 1 year after you graduate. So what? That's an extra 2 chances? So all in all, a typical college student has 10 chances to apply. And since they accept 24% of applicants, there's a pretty good shot that if you formulate a good application and can stay calm during your phone interview, that one of those 10 chances will be an acceptance. And if you get in during your freshman or sophomore year, you totally have a shot of doing either the summer alumni program or another full-length one. Here's what you should get out of this. If you are young and have lots of time to apply, do not stress. Do not worry. One of those times, you're gonna get in there. And if you've waited too long and are older like me, be stressed. No, okay, that's not good advice. I've been telling myself every day not to stress. However, I think you should be prepared. Have a plan B in case this goes south. I do. It's called go live with my parents for 5 months because I ended my lease before I knew if I would get accepted. Ooh. Maybe I'm not the one you should be taking advice from. Anyway, back to work experience. So I went through all the roles I was interested in and matched as closely as I could responsibilities listed by Disney. And that's not to say you shouldn't write something that Disney doesn't have, because your qualifications might be awesome even if they don't match. The big lesson from this podcast is nobody knows what the computer is looking for. So we all have to guess, then hope, then either move on or fall into a deep, dark depression. I can't wait for August. On a DCP Spring 2020 discussion group, there was a post about how many bullet points you should have for each piece of work experience. My initial intention was since a computer was looking at it, I should put in as much as I could to hit all those keywords. But then a DCP alum noted that during the phone interview, an actual Disney recruiter will look at it, so it should be kept professional looking and to limit the amount of bullets. After I did some thorough research, meaning I Googled how many bullets you should have and clicked the first link, I decided around 6 or 7 would be a good maximum. So I went to all the bullets I created and started slashing away. Since I technically had 2 different job titles at the daycare I work at, childcare aide and lead childcare aide, I split these 2 into 2 different types of experience so I could have double the bullets. For the childcare aide portion, I had done pretty good with 7 bullets, but lead aide had 10. Luckily, a lot of my bullets were similar, so I was able to combine them to form mega bullets, aka longer sentences, so this wasn't that big of a deal. Now that I have all of that done, there's literally nothing else for me to do but wait. In the meantime, I'm sending my finished work experience to a helpful DCP Fall 2019 participant who was kind enough to offer to look it over. Other than that, like August come my way. That will be all for the second rendition of the DCP Internship Podcast. If you have any questions about something DCP related that you want my opinion on, or you want to know more about me, go ahead and shoot me an email at michaelaphillipsdcp@yahoo.com. Or, if you would like to see an image of my completed work experience, either email me or comment on one of my Instagram posts at DCP Internship Podcast, and I will release it to the masses for their viewing pleasure. In my next episode, I plan on taking a look at the web-based interview, which happens after the application, and maybe talk about some cool other stuff. That's code for, I haven't decided yet. Thanks for listening, and I hope your day got off to a mediocre start, but improves from there.